I'm happy to be here tonight. And I do want to ask for interest in your prayers, because everybody knows me, knows I'm extremely nervous, so I do want to ask for an interest in your prayers. I turn to scripture in the Book of Mormon to start with tonight, and this is on page 763, and just read a couple verses here. And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words of my father Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. For after this manner did he speak unto the people, and he taught them, as he taught them in the synagogue, which they had built for a place, the place of worship. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you at this time. Wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are of the peaceful followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God, which saith, by their works ye shall know them. For if their works be good, then they are good also. And I think it is a privilege to be here with you tonight and to be a servant of yours, to be a servant of our heavenly fathers. And as the fourth verse says here, I hope that they know me and they know us by our words. And some of the thoughts I'd like to present tonight are thoughts that have been on my mind that I've, in the scriptures, some of these I've used before. But I think they're important to us. And I know they keep coming back to my mind, and maybe it's, especially for me, it's something I keep needing. I'd like to turn over and read one verse in the Book of Mormon on page 109. And I'm going to read just the 56th verse here. But woe unto him that has the law given, yea, that has all the commandments of God, like unto us, and that transgresses them, and that wasteth the days of his probation. For awful is his state. And I'd like to also turn to page 223. And maybe that's a thought that comes to me, is I don't want to waste the time that the Lord has given me here. I want to be doing the things that he would have me to do. And I think that's what is in each one of our hearts, is to do the Lord's will and not our own and waste this time we have. And this is page 223, and this is the second book of Mosiah. I think I'll start with the 44th verse here. And see that all these things are done in wisdom and in order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength. And again, it is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order. And I would that you should remember that whosoever among you that borroweth of his neighbor should return the thing that he borroweth, according as he doth agree. Or else thou shalt commit sin, and perhaps thou shalt cause thy neighbor to commit sin. And finally, I cannot tell you all the things whereby you may commit sin, for there are divers ways and means, even so many, that I cannot number them. But this much I can tell you, that if you do not watch yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds, and observe to keep the commandments of God, and continue in the faith of what ye have heard concerning that coming of our Lord, even unto the end of the world, ye must perish. And that's kind of what I want to bring out tonight, is some scriptures that we need to be keeping the commandments of God, that we must be doing his will. And I think that's what each one of us wants to do. That's why we're here tonight. I'd like to just turn one page. And this is on, maybe I'll start with the first verse here in the third chapter. And now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had thus spoken to his people, he sent among them, desiring to know of his people, if they believed the words which he had spoken unto them. And they all cried with one voice, saying, Yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us. And also we know of their surety and truth, because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is a faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will, and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And I think I know we have made this covenant with our Heavenly Father, this commitment that we do want to do His will and follow the commandments that He has given to us. I'd like to continue also on page 212. I think I'll start with the 48th verse here. Behold, I say unto you, that because I said unto you that I had spent my days in your service, I do not desire to boast, for I have only been in the service of God. And behold, I tell you these things, that you may learn wisdom, that you may learn that when you are in the service of your fellow beings, you are only in the service of your God. Behold, you have called me your king, and if I, whom you call your king, do labor to serve you, then had not ye ought to labor to serve one another. Behold, also if I, whom you call your king, who has spent his days in your service, and yet has been in the service of God, does merit any thanks from you, how had you ought to thank your heavenly king. I say unto you, my brethren, that if you should render all the thanks and praise which your whole souls have power to possess, to that God who has created you and has kept and preserved you and has caused you that ye should rejoice and has granted that ye should live in peace one with another. I say unto you that if ye should serve him who has created you from the beginning and are preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that ye may live and move and do according to your own will and even supporting you from one moment to another. I say if ye should serve him with all your whole soul, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he has promised that if you would keep his commandments, you should prosper in the land. And I'd like to read just one more scripture here, and this is on page 220. This is the second chapter, or second book of Mosiah. I think I'll start with the 13th verse here. Believe in God, believe that He is, and that He created all things both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And I think that's the key here, is we believe the things that the Lord has given to us. We believe these scriptures that we are to do them, because they have been given to us to help us in this time that we have here. I'd like to continue with a couple of scriptures, more scriptures here, and one in the Bible. This is in 2 Timothy. In the third chapter, and I think that kind of tells us why these scriptures should be so important to us here. I think I'll start with the 10th verse here. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto the salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'd like to continue with another scripture here in the Book of Mormon. And I think I'll start with the 33rd verse here. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. I think that's why the commandments the Lord has given to us in the scriptures, and the scriptures that he has given to us in the Bible and the Book of Mormon and Latter-day Revelation should be so important to us. They have been given to us to help us in this time here, to give us instruction, to give us guidance for us, for our families, that we all might come closer to him than we may do as well. But the responsibility lies on us to follow these things and to study the scriptures that we may know what we need to be doing. I'd like to go on in the Bible and read just a few of the scriptures of some of these commandments that we need to be doing. And I won't turn to it, but Matthew tells us what the great commandment is. I think each one of us knows what this is. And it tells us there that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our might, and all of our mind, or with all of our soul and all of our mind. And I think if we're doing this, we are going to want to do his will. And these things are going to be evident in our lives, that we are doing them. I turn also unto John and read a scripture. And these should be all familiar scriptures to us here that I'll read tonight. This is in the 15th chapter of John. I think I'll start with the 12th verse here. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And the 13th verse here tells us greater love has no man than that a man lay down his life for his friends. And we know that our Heavenly Father, that Jesus has given his life for us. And our Heavenly Father has given his Son. And I wonder, we may not be required to give of our life, and we might have to. But I do think that we need to be in a condition that we will give of what we have. And I like to, no matter what it is, if it's personal, temporal, or spiritual, we must give to others that they may have. And that's, I'd like to turn just and read a scripture here in John, in 1 John, in the 3rd chapter. I think I'll start with the 16th verse here. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for our brother. But whoso has this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So I think we do need to be willing to give of ourselves and to give of what we have. I'd like to turn also over into Matthew. In the 5th chapter, I think I'll start with the 43rd verse here. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And I think we do need to be able to love our enemies. And I'd like to read a scripture in Acts. And that we must be in this condition, that we can love our neighbors, and we must be in a condition to love our enemies. I think as we see stuff in the world and how it's getting worse and worse, we are going to have this love in our lives. And this is in Acts in the 7th chapter, and it tells one of the Lord's servants that did have, I believe, this love, even for his enemies. I think I'll start with the 54th verse here. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And this is Stephen here. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I think here that Stephen had to have this great love and a love for his enemies to be able to do this. I'd like to continue back into John, in the 14th chapter. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Lord cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And again, I think if we have this love for our Heavenly Father, it is going to show in our words. It's going to show in our lives. And I got one more scripture here. The Book of Mormon I would like to read on page 215. I think I'll start with the 86th verse here. And this is in the first book of Mosiah. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. I think as we look at our daily lives and the people around us, that we are much happier when we are doing the Lord's will. We are doing in His service. We are doing the things that we know that are right before Him. I think also we know how unhappy we are when we aren't doing His will. When we know that we have done something that may not be right. So I think it's important we are following these commandments that the Lord has given to us. I'd like to also just bring out a few more scriptures tonight on some of the other things I believe we need to be doing. I think all the scriptures are given to us for our counsel and for our help in these times that we have here, and I'd just like to bring out a few of them tonight. I think I'll start in Ephesians in the 4th chapter. I think I'll start with the 26th verse here. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. And I think that's so important that we do not give place to the devil. I think there's so many more things that are going on in the world today that we must fill our lives, souls, with the love of God, with His words, with His scriptures, that the devil would have no place in us. I think that's important, is that we are full, that he would not have a place within us. Let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I'd like to also continue over in 2 Peter. This is in the first chapter of 2 Peter, This is a scripture I used last week in a sermon. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that we do need, in worshiping our Heavenly Father, we need to be growing day by day in our commitment to him, in understanding and wanting to do his will. We need to be growing. I'd like to turn and read just one more scripture here, and this is in Colossians in the 3rd chapter. I think I'll start with the 12th verse. And hopefully this is speaking to us. And I think it is. I believe it is. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I pray tonight that I may have brought some scriptures back to our mind that will be of help to us. I know there's something that I need in my daily life, because I know I do fall short in so many ways. But I pray that they are something that we can use. And I'd like to close with one more scripture. This is in 2 Thessalonians. It's a scripture I've come to cherish. And I think this is could be a sermon, this chapter in itself. And this is in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you also do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And I think that's so important, that we are at peace among ourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble mind and support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And I think I'd like to leave you tonight with this last verse here. And the very God of peace ruling you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, Bick. Some reminders of what's coming up this coming week. Of course, Wednesday night is prayer.